Live from the Brink is day two of Spinal Thread, a NaNoWriMo feature of Doing Nothing But Drinking Tea, a free podcast of writing and rambling by me, Emily Lamentang. Today's feature is brought to you by my current word count, 4,826. Okay, so it's not nearly as impressive as what I wrote yesterday, but that's why I wrote so much yesterday. I knew that today was going to be messed up 6 ways from Sunday, so I planned ahead so I wouldn't fall behind. And it worked. A little too well. And for everybody else in NaNoLand, you've survived your second day of insanity. Today, you started to pick up steam and you're getting ready to hit your stride. Or, like me, you turned into a wet noodle and just flopped around a little bit. But either way, as long as you still got something done today, you're golden. Today, I'm going to impart upon you a bit of wisdom that I discovered during the summer between my high school graduation and the orientation of my university the following September. I was running left and right and panicking and not panicking and working and then not working and picking classes and, on top of all of that, squeezing in some last-minute friend time before each of us decided to go in 18 different directions all across the country where we'd never be close again. I kept telling myself that, yeah, I'll write tomorrow, or I'll write the next day, or I'll have some time on Sunday to write. But because I didn't prioritize it, I didn't write anything for the entire summer. The reason this piece of advice is important to NaNoWriMo specifically is because this month, you have made a promise to yourself to write a 50,000-word novel in 30 days. And the best way to go about actually doing this and achieving that goal is to give your writing as much importance in your life as, say, an appointment with your accountant or a meeting with the head of your department at work. Your writing should have the same importance as anything else of value in your life. Dedicate a small amount of your time every day to writing, and during that time, do nothing but write. If you find that you're still getting distracted by 16 different obligations all at once, make appointments with yourself. Treat these writing appointments as you would visits to your family doctor. Your doctor won't postpone your appointment because you have to do laundry, or because a friend wants to go for coffee, so you shouldn't postpone your writing for those reasons either. And that's all from me today. You've been listening to Spinal Thread, a NaNoWriMo feature of Doing Nothing But Drinking Tea, a podcast of writing and rambling by me, Emily Lamentang. You can view my work for free at doingnothingbutdrinkingtea.blogspot.com. Doing Nothing But Drinking Tea is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 license.